This day, 70 years ago, the light of 100 suns dawned over Hiroshima, rendering it to ash and polluting it with radioactive fallout. This day, 794 years ago, St. Dominic Guzman closed his eyes to this world and opened his eyes to the eternal light and glory of heaven, the glory bringing creation, creativeness, love, and the joy of God into the world. A light which had always been visible to him. Visible to him even when the Albigensians denied that this world could have anything to do with God and was the product of the fallen angel. Saw the light visible in women disregarded by his society. Saw the light visible and possible even in a church spiraling into institutional decay. Saw the light most strongly shining through the humble beggar, Francis of Assisi. You see, in dying, Dominic opened his eyes only wider to the light he had always seen. The same light which was seen by the disciples, Peter, James, and John, on the Mount of Transfiguration, as they fell dumbstruck at the feet of Christ, transformed before them, transfigured into light, accompanied by Moses, the lawgiver, Elijah, the great prophet, both of whom are symbols of the great community of heaven, the great community of those whose eyes are open to the light of God's presence everywhere. So although Scripture describes today to us as the transfiguration of Christ, we can also see it as the opening of the eyes of Peter, James, and John. The possibility that a disciple's eyes can be opened to the always present reality of the glory of God in this world, to the always present reality of Moses, Elijah, the great company of heaven, guiding us, praying for us, speaking for us, and to us, from the light of their perspective. It is not so much Jesus who is transformed, but the disciples who are transformed to be able to see what really is. Transformed beyond the fallen human tendency to only look to the light of our own making for the solution of our problems. And the light of our own making has the violence of 100 suns, as well as the light of 100 suns, locked into it. Hiroshima is the one light that shows us how dark our darkness is. And the light of the Transfiguration is the one light that shows us how brilliant the entire human family is. For the divine image shining forth in Christ is the same divine image present in each one of us. And yes, the fullness of the Godhead poured into Jesus Christ, present from the very first moment of his life, also is part of that dazzling insight. But the greatest dazzling insight is that the light of God shines through the flesh of humanity. And if on this feast we can just begin to see what St. Dominic, who died on this day, saw in his whole life, seeing that already everything is transfigured by the grace and the light of God, because of Christ's presence in the world, because of the incarnation. What was filled with great glory at creation is now transcendent in glory and meaning. And every human life is transcendent in meaning. And if we have to open our eyes fully to this reality, war cannot be anymore. Hatred cannot be anymore. Enmity cannot be anymore. And all we can say is speak with a dumbstruck Peter saying, Lord, it is good for us to be here. It is good for us to be here. Let that be what we see in religious communities, amongst ourselves as religious, and I speak as a Dominican. Let that be what we see in our parish communities, with a vast spectrum of people whom we label by different lights, good, bad, difficult. But let them see, let us see them by the light which really shines through their lives. Let us try and join those disciples who labored up the mountain, a mountain now so easy to reach in your air-conditioned pilgrim's coach, walking the little distance to the Church of the Transfiguration, also being supremely aware of the ages of prayer and insight and of that moment of glory which still transfigures that mountain. Let's just become aware of things as they are, of us surrounded by the great company of saints, leading, guiding, pleading. And let us see the glory of God shining through the eyes of our sisters and brothers, not only of the faith, but our sisters and brothers in all of humanity, trying to shine, trying to break through the wounded light of 100 suns of violence, enwrapping the hearts of oppressors, enwrapping the hearts of religious fundamentalists who use the name of God to destroy and to corrupt. Let us see the true light and call that light out to shine brighter than the 100 suns blossoming over Hiroshima, the thousands of suns which we are capable of creating now, to the greater damage of our planet and of mankind. Let us see that bright light of the divine presence, affirmed by that same light shining through Jesus Christ, the incarnate Word, before his disciples. Let us truly pray that on this Feast of the Transfiguration, we see things as they really are, and what they really are is wrapped in the glory of God. Amen.